Wow. And because they just felt compelled and they figured if they kind of banded together, they could support each other and do this.
That's correct.
Well, so where did you come into the picture with InterVarsity? How did you get involved in this ministry? And for how long? And I know you've been on a journey over the years.
Sure. Well, I came to Christ as a student at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill my freshman year. But my leadership role in InterVarsity, I was volunteering at Georgia Tech in the late 90s. And an opportunity came to turn around an inactive chapter at Edison in 1998. So I moved down here and did that, and God was gracious to let us turn that around and also pioneer FGCU from Edison Transfer Students.
So how long has FGCU been in the picture?
Fall of 2000 was when we got started at FGCU.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. And, you know, if you want to know more about InterVarsity beyond this interview, there's a website, and the website has a host of resources for you. Why don't you share the website and contact information, Bill?
Sure. Our website locally is www.intervarsityswfl.org, and that's a great place to find out about our history. There's PDF newsletters that are on there, and also places for community involvement. And, you know, if you want to volunteer or if you want to contribute, it's all on there under community partnership.
Yeah. So tell me about that, Bill. Obviously, you know, we as a ministry understand there are always financial needs. So if somebody's moved, you know, for a monetary donation, involvement that way, that can always be a huge blessing. And that's always something that's needed in every ministry. And you can, I'm sure, make your gift there at InterVarsity. SWFL.org. But what are some of the other needs for people to get involved?
Well, for example, volunteer needs. There are three particular volunteer positions we're looking for right now. We're looking for a faculty member or an ex-college faculty member to head up faculty ministries that mm-hmm. can kind of like be my assistant in that, so we can have a more formal ministry to faculty. I send out something called the Lamp Post, which is our national faculty newsletter, to about 25 faculty and staff every quarter. But we'd like to have someone that can kind of head that up and do meetings in their homes or on the weekends or something like that. Then we're also looking for an alumni director, someone who can help us possibly with an alumni reunion this summer, maybe in July.
Fun.
Help us get that event together and keep in contact with folks who have not only graduated since about 2003, but maybe some of us who are more mature, who have had InterVarsity involvement in our college years prior. And then lastly, we're looking for someone who can be an advancement director for us, someone with nonprofit experience raising funds, you know, perhaps not only, you know, doing phone calling and stuff.
Grant writing, maybe?
Yeah, grant writing. Banquets, golf tournaments, you know, galas, those types of things, because our vision far exceeds our funding.
Always does, but the Lord has got all of it. You know, it was funny because we had our share-a-thon last week, and one of the fellows said, you know, the good news is we have all the money we need for the functioning of this ministry. The bad news is it's in your pocketbooks.
So, I heard that once.
Yeah,
that's,
I love
that's
that.
That's a good line.
Yeah, I love that.